plenty depend on us.
They say, quote, the left is engaged in a war against the good and decent people in this country, end quote. That was one message from yesterday's Bend Tea Party rally held at Troy Field in downtown Bend. News partner News Channel 21 spoke with Kate Adams, who's the chair of the Jefferson County Republicans.
We are paying taxes for things that we should not be spending. We are spending thousands, millions of dollars on nothing but debt, just on debt service alone. We can't continue this. Our children are going to be indebted forever, so we just have to stop it.
The local rally had planned to highlight a national speaker, James O'Keefe, but he canceled at the last minute. O'Keefe is currently working on an investigative report on alleged voter fraud, and his attorneys told him not to leave the state. He had also been scheduled to speak at a Portland Tea Party rally. About 100 people turned out for yesterday's rally.
Today in Bend, State Representative Jason Conger is holding town hall meetings about elder abuse. It's a problem that affects many people at possibly the worst time of their lives. Conger says elder abuse cases range from identity theft and stealing to physical and emotional abuse.
Seniors who are vulnerable, like other vulnerable populations, unfortunately, all too often find themselves in those situations, and they tend not to report it for, again, a variety of reasons. Could be intimidation, could be that they're disabled, you know, they have some disability, or just a lack of knowledge.
In the 2012 session, lawmakers passed legislation that will hopefully prevent and prosecute elder abuse. The town hall meetings will be at 2:30 at Aspen Ridge Retirement Community and at 6:30 tonight at Fox Hollow in Bend.
A Bend developer throws his hat into the ring for Bend City Council. Doug Knight has served on the Bend Planning Commission and the county's Landmark Commission, but now he wants to serve on the Bend City Council. Knight is a civil engineer who's very interested in the city's infrastructure challenges, but he also wants to tackle such issues as economic development at the Bend Airport.
I'd like to see the Bend Airport also return to its former glory. It used to be one of the premier manufacturing facilities in the country. And, you know, we've got a ton of shovel-ready dirt out there and all sorts of great access to Silicon Valley and beyond, and I'd love to see that better utilized.
Knight joins Ed Barbeau and Victor Chudowski seeking Bend City Council seats in November.
1110 KBND News Time is 6:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
Bare pavement is what you're going to encounter pretty much anywhere you go so far today. And today's traffic and weather is brought to you by Splatprint.com, where full color never means full price. Visit the website, Splatprint.com.
1110 KBND weather.
A blustery day today in Central Oregon. Look for rain and winds gusting as high as 30 miles an hour, highs of about 54.
It's 51 in Madras, 49 in Redmond, 47 in Prineville, 45 in Bend.
In regional news this morning, a man trusted to work with troubled kids is now jailed on charges of rape and sodomy involving a high school girl. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren reports.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office got the call.
We were contacted by a now 18-year-old student from Jefferson High School and reporting that she had had a three-year relationship with a coach at Jefferson High School.
Don Thompson says detectives found cell phone texting evidence of the affair that began when the girl was 15. School officials are talking to parents and students about the case.
They have counselors available at the schools.
Ziegler is jailed on $70,000 bail. Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The government has granted you a bit of grace time before you have to file your income tax forms. Richard Panik, spokesman for the IRS, explains why you did not need to file on April 15th this year.
The first part is when you look at the calendar, you see that April 15th is Sunday. So that would move it to the 16th, which is Monday. But that's Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., which makes it a holiday. So we all get until the 17th.
Panik says the IRS website has lots of very simple e-forms that are self-explanatory for you to file on the Internet. He says you'll get a refund faster, plus you'll have an actual confirmation receipt from the IRS that proved you filed before midnight April 17th. He adds that if you need an extension, you still must file those forms and pay any money you owe by the midnight deadline, and then you'll have 6 months to file the proper papers.
In other local news, the city of Bend is struggling to fill spots on its ADA advisory committee. The goal of the volunteer group is to improve accessibility for people with disabilities. In 2010, the city created the committee, but today, 6 of the 9 spots are vacant. According to an article in the Bulletin, some of the empty spots are because volunteers didn't have the time, but others exist because members became frustrated and resigned. of the 14 people who served on the committee. Six have quit. Some say they did so because they felt the committee was aimless or a form of window dressing used by the city to silence critics. City manager Eric King, meantime, says it's a new group and that it takes a while for it to get its legs.
Sun River's new $18 million aquatic center will open to the public at the end of the month. The public got its first look at the new facility this last weekend when they held a ribbon-cutting Saturday. The center employs 9 full-time managers and will have up to 30 seasonal people working there.
1110 KBND News Time is 6:11.